Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to Paranormal Horizons, only on 106.5 KITC FM and Blog Talk Radio. Join your hosts, Jason Ophir and Pat Rice, as we delve into the world of the paranormal, the world of ghosts, UFOs, demons, and even Bigfoot.
Welcome to another episode of Paranormal Horizons. I'm Pat Rice.
And I'm Jason Ophir.
Hey, Jason. How are you this evening?
I'm great. How about yourself?
Hey, doing good.
Oh, happy birthday, by the way.
Yes, it's my birthday. Gosh, another birthday. Having a great day. I was commenting earlier on Facebook. I was having a Facebook party.
Ooh.
With many, many wonderful birthday wishes, although it's not the same as having a real party. You know what I mean?
It's not. Should I sing you a happy birthday song? No, that's not. My voice is atrocious.
Well, I was going to take you up on that, but that's okay. We could sing happy birthday together.
No. I sang once in karaoke, and it was such a traumatic experience for no reason in particular, but I decided from that moment forward that I would never sing again, ever.
But, you know, karaoke is kind of like that, Jason. You don't really expect people to be great.
Yeah, I will sing the song of my people, which are cats.
Meow.
that's the song of my people.
Oh, the song of your people.
Yeah, actually.
But cats are animals, Jason.
Yes. Well, actually, here's the song of my people right now.
Okay. Yeah.
That's my people.
I've heard that sound a few times here in my humble abode because I love cats too. And I kept hinting to everyone on Facebook that I wanted a Siamese kitten. I didn't like say for my birthday, but I just said I wanted one. But a kitten did not appear, Jason.
I know a few people with Siamese cats, and they seem to be very, shall we say, temperamental.
That's okay.
You don't mind
an evil
cat?
No. I've got a couple that are that way anyway. But let's kind of take care of a few little housekeeping items, Jason. I do want to remind everyone. Thank you again for listening to Paranormal Horizons here on Blog Talk Radio, where you can tune in every Tuesday at 7 p.m. right now, and you can download this show and any show at any time, and we rebroadcast on KITC-FM at 10 o'clock on Saturdays Pacific Time, and you can catch that at KITCFM.com. We're very proud to be part of that FM station.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, our guest this evening, Jason, is a guy named Thomas Caddy, and I recently met him. My gosh, I met him a while back and then got to know him a little better in the fall where I took some classes from him. Just a great person, a nice person. He's got these courses that help people to kind of change their belief system and get rid of negative behaviors, which goodness knows I have a few of those.
That's what I need.
Yeah. And his classes are really reasonable. And then he also has some sales classes. But we're not really going to be talking to him about that tonight because he also has a special gift with talking to the other side. But I did want the audience to know that he does also do some great courses, and we'll get his website from him later on when we get him on the line.
Yeah, sounds exciting. I'm not brave enough to try and contact the other side.
Well, and I don't know how it came about with him. I mean, I don't know if he tried to do it intentionally or it came to him, but he's going to give us the whole skinny.
Yes, and I believe he's in queue right now.
Is he? You want to go ahead and get him on?
Sure.
All right. Thomas Caddy.
I guess I should sing happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Patrice. Happy birthday to you.
Well, thank you.
And that just makes me look bad when the guest sings you happy birthday and I don't.
Plus, Thomas, you can sing.
It's a start.
Thank you. That is the first person today to sing me happy birthday. So thank you, Thomas. I appreciate that. And how are you today, Thomas? What's going on in your world?
I'm having a wonderful time and helping people get over their fears. I had a class yesterday, and people made these huge breakthroughs, and they released all that tension in their life, and now they're going after their goals, and they're having fun.
Yeah, and you know, Thomas, I did talk about that a little bit before we got you on the line, but I do want to mention that again. That was how I met you, is I took a couple of courses from you. The first one was setting goals, and you call it the Caddy method, and personal changes and adventures, and I really caught my my interest when you told me more about it and we met, and I just have to tell you, it was a great class. It was a short class. It didn't take up my entire day. It was fun, like you said, and I got a tremendous amount out of it. I was going through some hard times, and I actually want to retake the class, by the way. Is that possible?
For you, yes.
All right. Jason should take it, too.
I should. I'm a mess.
Only if he wants to, get over fears and change limiting beliefs and have fun again.
That is exactly what I need. I'm full of fear. I'm a ball of fear.
He kind of is. Yeah. I mean, we don't want to get too much into his personal stuff, but yeah, he needs some work, Thomas.
Work in progress.
We can tune him right up, yeah. And he'll learn to do it himself. That's the fun part. So the fun part is that he learns to do it himself so that all on his own he can make these changes.
Yeah, and you know, that's what I liked about the class was that I got this workbook, and it wasn't this big overwhelming book that was complicated, but you gave me some tools that I could use on a daily basis, and that's what I really, really liked about your class, Thomas. And you know, we're going to be chatting with you here for, you know, the next 30 minutes, 40 minutes about several things, but I want to throw out there, what's your website, Thomas, for folks to get in touch with you, by the way?
N as in Nora, M as in Mary, A as in Apple, C-O-R-P, like corporation, .com.
Okay.
So that would be N as in Nora, M as in Mary, A as in Apple, C-O-R-P.com.
Okay, right on. And we'll throw that out there again to the audience as well. And we're going to be taking a little break at about halfway through the show where we'll play one of our wonderful commercials. We love to do commercials for supporters of Paranormal Horizons. So we'll be doing that here in the next, I don't even know what time it is right now, but half an hour or so. So, but Thomas, what we really wanted to talk with you, because let's face it, this is a paranormal show, that you have a gift.
Mm-hmm.
You have a gift to talk to the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And what I wanted to know, because you and I never really got to talk about this too much, is how did you discover that you could talk to, and I'm going to call them spirits, you know, people who have passed over to the other side. How did this come about in your life?
Well, years ago, and I was probably around 15 or 16, I started reading books and about this kind of thing and thought, well, if other people could do it, maybe I could. So I meditated and I got still and I practiced and I just jumped in. And pretty soon I found that I could, when I got still and ask, because I didn't have any part of me that told me I couldn't do it, you know, I started to receive things. And as I practiced more, it got more intense. So since that time, I probably taught several thousand people how to do the same thing. It's relatively easy to begin to do it. The real practice comes in repetition, because a lot of people can, you know, maybe they're looking in the mirror sometime or they have a dream and their dead mother or father shows up and it's very real. Probably they are getting a visitation right there. If they wake up and start to judge or find fault with themselves, it'll shut down that channel from staying open. And then they go back to thinking. And as we know, thinking doesn't really need spiritual skills or intuitive skills to function. So then it's like a tool they don't use anymore.
Now, so, when you say you receive stuff or receive messages, what is that like? Are those like outside thoughts or are they images? How is that perceived by the person that's undertaking that?
Well, it comes in different forms. Usually it's a sensory thing. If you went at maximum speed, it downloads simultaneously, so you get it all at once like a big movie. If you're a little slower, it will come in the forms of pictures or feelings or maybe talking, you know, voices or words. And it could also be the unfiltered senses like smell or taste. So, for example, you might be going along and all of a sudden you smell a certain kind of perfume that belonged to your mother, say. In my case, my mother died a year or two ago now, and we played music together, like big band music from the 20s and 30s and 40s. I constantly hear that music in my head, usually in the mornings when I get up. That kind of lets me know that she's not far away.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that there's... Because we've talked to a lot of people that channel and do various sort of things like that. But the one thing I'm always curious about, and the one thing that kind of draws me away from wanting to learn anything like that, is there seems to be a perceived risk out there of undertaking, trying to connect with the other side, you know, encountering evil spirits and stuff like that. Is that a reality in your experience, that there are dark forces out there that one could inadvertently connect to?
That's a possibility, although when I do this, I'm always seeking to do this under the Christ spirit. So when I get delivered things, I'm sort of told if this spirit is darker, or I see that as a darker spirit. If you send that dark spirit's bliss, then they don't stick around. They don't like that at all. So that's a very easy defense against that. You'll find... you know, like people that do transmediumship, they do seances, for example, where they let another spirit take over their body. That's a little bit riskier, but not probably life-threatening. And if you're talking about being possessed, that usually takes place from people that are, A, doing drugs or, you know, heavy doses of alcohol, or maybe they're mentally unstable, you know, fairly severely. It doesn't. Spirits don't like to come into a body that is happy and feeling joyous and loved. It just doesn't happen.
I think my problem is that I watch too many horror movies, and that
yeah.
kind of influences me.
Yeah. It
yeah.
looks good on TV, but the reality is, I really don't pay much attention to it.
Yeah.
Because the dark spirits don't have much. You know, they don't have much love to them or anything. They don't like love, so they work on confusion. And so I don't really pay that much attention to them. I know when they're around, but I'm always protected from it, so it's not really a concern.
Yeah, and you know, Thomas, that's what we've talked with others about, too, about protection and also mm-hmm. that if that door is open, sure, that if you want to call them evil or negative spirit can come in. And that's, but if you're a positive person, they're not going to hang around, you know, and you have a lot of love in your life, that they're certainly, they're not going to attach themselves to your spirit or your body or however it is they do that. I definitely am a firm believer in that as well.
I guess now, the other thing is, you know, they just go, I'm going to talk to spirit. Well, that could be, a lot of beginners go, I'm going to talk to spirit, or spirit tells me. They really don't know what spirit it is. So they're just kind of taking a crapshoot that it's going to be somebody with good advice. And I have a little analogy. I tell people, if you want to get the biggest potatoes, go directly to the farmer's field. Don't go to the market, because the farmer has potatoes that are as big as a plate that never get to market. And the analogy is, if you want to get these, if you want to branch into this other dimension, then if you seek the guidance of Christ to do that, or God, then you will do that safely without getting yourself in bigger problems.
So probably with a Ouija board, if somebody wanted to connect via Ouija board, it's probably more of the fact that they are not, don't have their intentions straight, or they're not being specific with who they want to contact to? Or do you think Ouija boards just in general are a very poor way to connect to the other side?
I think it's a beginner's tool. It's not really very hard to sit down and get still and then start noticing things around people and start receiving. And Ouija boards are just kind of for people that don't have... years ago when I was in high school, maybe I used an Ouija board a couple times. The kind of results we got are a little inconclusive. So then I just kind of stopped using it. It wasn't that suddenly some spirit jumped out and attacked me or something. It just wasn't very useful. Whenever I want to get information from people, primarily what comes often is someone's passed over. There was some unreleased grief or tension between them and the loved ones. I'll see the person passed over and sometimes convey a message. And that message usually then will relax the person or bring closure to the fact they left suddenly or something like that.
That's really powerful, Thomas. I mean, I can see that really helping a lot of people, because when folks lose someone that they love, you know, a lot of times we know, you know, if someone's elderly, okay, yeah, it's kind of expected maybe that, you know, that they're going to die. I don't know that that makes it any easier. But when you do lose someone unexpected, I think a person goes through a lot of turmoil and, you know, kind of wondering where they are. Are they okay? Gosh, I wish I could have just said one last thing to you. And, you know, kind of reminds me of, you know, Jason and Thomas. I don't know if you know anything about the famous magician Houdini.
A little bit.
Well, he was obsessed with, his mother had died at, can't remember what age he was, but he was very close to his mother, and he was really obsessed with trying to communicate with her. And he did a lot of, you know, things with seances, and I don't know if he used a Ouija board or not, but it was just that, you know, everything that he was going through, you know, wanting to connect back with her. So I think that, and you know, Thomas, another thing I wanted to touch on, where you talked about a dream where somebody could, okay, somebody, you know, let's say somebody that has lost someone that's close to them. And I think with dreams in general, if you tell yourself, you kind of have to work on this, because this didn't come easy for me, but several years ago I did a bunch of dream work where I wanted to remember my dreams, not because I lost somebody who died, but I just wanted to remember my dreams and look at what maybe they meant and all of that. So I really consciously thought about that before I went to bed, and then I had a journal by my bed so that if I woke up but there was still a dream in my mind, I could write it down. And I think that's kind of true with losing someone that they might come to you in a dream, but you got to be open to it. Is that kind of what you're saying?
A lot of times, you know, people's logical mind, they, for example, they tell themselves, well, if it's not logical, it's not, doesn't exist. So they're shutting off that gate inside their mind to do more spiritual things. The other part to the equation is just because some loved one passed over doesn't mean they're still around you. Now, you can sometimes send them love and sort of summon them for a short time, but it's sort of like trying to bring back, in a sense, your old boyfriend or girlfriend, you know, when they've already moved on. They're already going to a different place on the other side. The scripture says, as above, so below. So we have apartments and homes here and streets and locations, so it is on the other side. And so sometimes you have people that hang around you because they're sort of watching for you, or you have unfinished, or they sense your anguish from them passing, so they want to kind of like console you a bit. But you have to keep in mind that they have a mission on the other side to accomplish too. And so eventually they'll be sort of moved to move on. And sometimes with a lot of anguish and heartbreak, we actually keep them from moving on.
Really? That's interesting.
Yeah.
It does so, make sense.
You know, part of when I help these people is I help bring closure to that unfinished business, and then they can let the other people move on the other side. If that kind of makes sense.
Well, it does, and I think that also then, like you said, it helps then the person that's still here, earthbound or
right.
on the planet, humans, maybe get some closure for them too, so that they're able to move on as well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so Thomas, so if somebody comes to you and says, "Hey, my, you know, significant other, you know, unexpectedly died. You know, I'm in pain. I want to talk to them."
Mm-hmm.
You know what? So what do you do? What do you tell them?
Well, if they're talking to me, then that a lot of times that person appears standing next to them. And, for example, I'll say, well, I see, I have to be careful here because I trained myself not to use the words I see, because really it's shown to me. It's like God's showing you things so you don't have to do the work. And I might say, well, I'm shown this person standing here, this man. And as I focus in on them a little bit more, they'll start revealing to me other things that that other person might remember about them. You know, for example, they show me their jewelry, or they say, do you remember this? And if I were to say it's as clear as if I'm standing across looking at you at the desk, it's not. But if you are still and trust, then it gets a little clearer in your mind, and then you start to trust it more. And then you have a little feedback from the person you're talking to. Yeah, that might fit my aunt. That might fit my uncle, you know. I just had this experience not too long ago with somebody, and they thought first it was their aunt or uncle, but we figured out it was somebody else in there. Because you have, when you do this, you sometimes have direct relatives. You sometimes have people that are friends. You sometimes have people that are just kind of casually going by and notice that you have a kind of energy they like. It's not really that much different than going to the mall. And you might have people at the mall that are attracted to you for one reason or the other, and they want to hang around you because you have a bright light or whatever. And then you'll have ones that, you know, that maybe are coming there to deliver a message. In this case, some of these people, these passed over spirits were there to show this person that she was being loved and they were watching over her.
That happens
a lot. They watch over you. And sometimes they'll be in the car driving with you, or, you know, they'll be watching over you at night, while you sleep or in the car, you know, all sorts of stuff.
Well, that reminds me of a story many years ago. I was at a friend's house, and it was me, just me in my truck, and their whole family was in a car behind me, and we all left their place together, so they're driving behind me. I'm alone in my truck. And then when we got to where we're going, everybody in their car saw somebody, a man sitting next to me in my pickup with his head turned towards me. There was nobody in my car.
Really?
Yeah, weird. What does that mean?
That's pretty freaky.
If you said it's weird, then you're kind of putting a spin on it that would make your unconscious mind go, don't go there anymore because it's weird. But if you say it's interesting, then you sort of open the door for your unconscious mind to be okay with it. So
opening
when
doors,
I don't
like opening doors.
Yeah.
Because I'm afraid if I open doors that I won't be able to close it, or something really creepy will happen. Like, I don't know, the walls will start oozing something. Furniture will start moving.
You don't want you're concerned about more of a negativity or a bad spirit coming in, because you are a paranormal investigator, Jason.
Yeah, imagine that.
I don't think Thomas knows that about you, but he has done paranormal investigations, you know, with house hauntings and things like that. So you kind of have different than
house hauntings, you know, I've been to those. I've taken spirits out of homes at a distance, you know, and got rid of them. You still there? Do we get disconnected or something? Hello? 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 You still there? Hello? Hello?
And I am back.
Yeah, this sounds
like
good.
Okay, hey, Thomas, we had a problem with Skype. So sorry about that. Occasionally that happens. Jason's calling in from his phone as well. So I'm glad you persevered and called back in. So, you know, we love technology, but now when it first happened, when you first dropped off, we were talking about spirits, and we thought maybe we were having some kind of interruption by a spirit, you know. But so what were we talking about?
Contacting
the spirits.
Yeah. So the first part about that is if you need a guide to help you to contact spirits, then I always ask Christ to help me, you know, because he controls the spirits anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, you're going to get safer information. Now, if we
said,
okay, what's the purpose of contacting the other side? Well, like I said, it could be in some cases that you have unresolved issues, you know, that they died suddenly and didn't get to work it out. Could be something as simple as this person's come to you because they're a guardian angel. Again, I kind of encourage people to look at that angel a little bit. Some people aren't comfortable talking to Christ, but they might do it with an angel. So it's a good sort of a proxy situation.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I always ask that this person come from Christ. If you send bliss to that person, you command it into them, then the angel ones or the ones from Christ will get brighter, and the dark spirits will fade away. It's pretty simple.
Mm-hmm.
There isn't this big television drama thing where you have to use Silver Cross and all that television stuff. That's just kind of...
Right.
If you go into paranormal homes, I mean, I've been in homes that had spirits. I've actually had a spirit stand over my bed when I was sleeping and woke up in the middle of the night, a young man. A woman stood close to my bed one night. I think they were just watching me. No big deal.
Oh, that's scary.
A few years ago, I had a little girl run across the hallway of my apartment and into my kitchen. Looked like she was about 4 or 5 years old. So from time to time, the forces or the energies or whatever make it more, I guess, open or palatable, or maybe I was in a more receptive state, and you can start to see these things. I think that we have sort of a protection that keeps us from doing this all the time, because mostly it'd be like sensory overload.
Yeah,
and it could be that in the life of a schizophrenic, that sensory overload hasn't really turned off. And so they're seeing multiple dimensions at once, and it may be too much.
Yeah, I've wondered about that myself, you know, when you see people, you know, on the street or whatever, that, you know, they're talking to, you know, different people. It's like, wow, you know, maybe they're not. Yeah, you know, everybody says, oh, they're crazy, you know, get away from them. And but maybe they haven't been able to shut off that, you know, that signal, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And they are, you know, getting these messages and so forth. So now, Thomas, I wanted to ask you, well, first of all, before I ask you this question, I want to remind everyone, you're listening to Paranormal Horizons on blogtalkradio.com. Our very special guest this evening, Thomas Caddy, and we've got the opportunity here to talk with him about communicating with spirits. And this show is rebroadcast on KITC-FM Saturdays at 10 p.m. Pacific Time, KITC-FM.com. So, Thomas, again, thank you for being here on Paranormal Horizons. So, what I wanted to ask you is, have you ever had a situation where, you know, somebody said, hey, you know, I'm really trying to communicate with, you know, someone that they've lost, and will you do that for me, Thomas, but it just doesn't work, you just can't get that communication? Has that ever happened?
You mean someone that's lost, like in this dimension, they're lost and we want to try to find them or something?
Well, no, I mean like they died.
Oh, they died,
and
yeah.
Their loved one wants to talk to them, but you weren't able to get in touch with them.
Well, every so often I meet people that they've gone on, you know, and they're not hanging around. So it seems like it's much more difficult to contact them then. In general, the people that are supposed to be around them, now, if we step back and look at that and said, okay, who are the people around them? If the person in this life is sort of unstable, they may be attracting darker spirits. Darker spirits feed on your confusion and fear.
Mm-hmm.
So if I see that around them, I'll show them how to release those spirits around them so that the bliss comes back. And this is sort of another, I see people, you know, getting into paranormal things and they want to talk to Chief Red Cloud or some kind of ascended master or something.
Right.
Well, how is that person any smarter than you are? And just because they're on the other side doesn't necessarily mean that they've got a tremendous knowledge. Even though they say I'm the seventh master of the 10th degree of the 15th dimension or whatever, it's just word salad. You know, it doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't really have a feeling of love with them, then probably they don't know what they're talking about. And if you're chasing after them or following them, then you're, wasting a lot of time, and it's going to put you in more confusion.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And kind of what I tell people, since from my belief, Christ runs this earth, then all these other people are taking their instruction from him. Why would you, you know, go somewhere else to get your information when it's more pure directly from Christ? But then some people are afraid to do that or don't believe in that, so, you know, they're trying other things.
Right, right. Yeah, I know, you know, I think we all, a lot of us humans, we walk around trying to get answers, you know, from, you know, other
this
sources.
This psychic or that psychic or something, yeah.
Yeah, and...
the Ouija board or something, we're trying to... Part of the problem with that is they don't ask specific enough questions, and therefore they get partial answers, but not enough to take action on.
Right, right. Well, and you know, what about the well, I've read books where it says, you know, we've got the answers within. We have the answers within ourselves. That if you do some meditation and try to focus on, you know, what it is that you want in life and all of that, that we really, the answers will come to us.
Well, some of the answers come to you and some of them don't. And the reason that some of them don't is simply because your logical mind will always trick you into doing what it wants to do, more or less. If you are seeking deeper and it doesn't want you to do that because it perceives it might be threatening, then it's going to lead you off somewhere else. You'll have a dream, but it'll focus on something you don't even care about, but it will keep you from finding that out. So there's definitely a process here to dig deeper to get that, and it requires some tenacity.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're saying to you, you can just meditate and it comes true, sometimes it does. That's what I did. But you're fighting your logical mind telling you it won't work. And you get over that logical mind telling you it won't work, then you're probably not going to get too far. That's why people can consult with a trained psychic that can dig deeper and ask more specific questions.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, about you really do have to dig deeper and ask those specific questions and, you know, get down kind of to the bottom of it. But going back, Thomas, to, you know, communicating with the spirits and all of that, where you talked about you got into it when you were pretty young, you were 15, 16, you read some books and you decided that you wanted to work on doing that, and you meditated and you practiced. So do you recommend other people doing that if that's kind of what they want to do, they want to try it?
Yeah, it doesn't hurt. I think I started reading books on Edgar Cayce, and that gave me some ideas that it was possible. And then,
yeah, I love Edgar Cayce.
I had some teachers that told me to go by the Christ Spirit, which has always been a good advice, really good advice. The other part to the equation is when I'm connecting up with these people, I can always tell it comes from Christ because there's an overwhelming sense of bliss. I'll feel like crying sometimes when I'm connecting up with these people, and that's how I know that I feel the bliss going through. They're trying so hard to connect. So that's when I know it comes from God and nowhere else. You don't get that feeling of bliss with dark spirits at all.
Yeah, you know, Thomas, gosh, what a gift you have. You know, you have worked on this for obviously, you know, many years in your life, and what a wonderful contribution you're making to other people. Now, do you offer this, you know, as a service? Like if somebody wanted to talk with you more about this, is it something that you want to connect with people on? And how would they do that? Just going to your website? Is that the best place? And sending you a message?
They could call me. They could call me and, you know, either I'll answer the phone or leave a message. I'll get back. 503-208-2739. That's 503-208-2739.
Okay. And then also, everyone out there, for the listeners, you can always send Paranormal Horizons a Facebook message if you want to get in touch with Thomas, and we can always give you the number. And also Thomas's website for the other courses that he teaches on, you know, just changing your everyday beliefs that, prevent us from having joy and prosperity in our life. I encourage everyone, especially, you know, if you're in the Portland area, which is where we are tonight, Thomas's website is N as in Nancy, M Mary, A Apple, .corp.com. So Thomas, unfortunately, Jason ended up dropping off the call because we had some technical difficulties, but I know that he enjoyed talking with you this evening as well. And I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on Paranormal Horizons Radio this evening. I really appreciate talking to you.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
All right, Thomas. So everybody out there, again, if you want to talk to Thomas about, you know, the spiritual aspect of, you know, communicating with folks that have passed on, his number is 503-208-2739. All right, Thomas. Well, listen, I will probably be seeing you in the near future at one of your wonderful classes.
Thank you so much.
All right,
and I
Thomas.
Have a
good evening.
I have a special event for you. If you call me back later, I'll tell you about it.
Okay.
You think you'll enjoy it very much coming up next week.
Oh, okay. We will chat about that later then.
Lovely. Thank you so much.
All right, Thomas Caddy. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. All right. Well, I'm not sure Jason's going to be able to get back on, but I think it's a good opportunity. We haven't played one of our great commercials yet here on Paranormal Horizons. Just want to let everyone know this is a service that we offer for Friends of Paranormal Horizons. If you'd like to have a commercial, give us a Facebook message, and we'll hook you up with Jason, the audio specialist. But right now, let's hear from one of our Friends of Paranormal Horizons.
Ghosts of San Francisco.
Are you into international intrigue? Secret societies? Ghosts? And nonstop violence? Then you're going to want to check out Mord McGee's novel, Ghosts of San Francisco. Ghosts are real. It's a scientific reality. These aren't your clanking chains, sheet over the head ghosts that your grandmother warned you about. These are the future. When something moves in the corner of your eye and is gone when you turn to look. When you feel like you're being followed. When the knife is in a different place on the kitchen counter than where you just set it. You're not imagining things. Ghosts are real. Add that to international intrigue, secret societies, and super powerful world corporations, and you have Ghost of San Francisco, the explosive debut novel by Mord McGee, Volume 1 of Tales of the Eclipse.
Are you sitting out there lonely and feeling left out? Do you want to be included in the world of the paranormal, but really don't know how? We have the paranormal solution for you. Call us at 1-800-RENT-A-GHOST. We can deliver everything from a timid spirit that walks the halls or one that simply opens a cabinet door. Or you can get a feisty poltergeist that can trash your house and really liven things up. We can get you as many shadow people as you need to have a party. Do you have too many unwanted friends or family just barging in? Our screaming and wailing banshee will guarantee that after hearing some deafening anguish, they will never return. Impress your friends or take revenge with a specter of death hovering over your dinner table or theirs. Or if you're lonely, you might like a simple attachment that follows you everywhere. EVPs? Choose from our line of celebrity voices. What investigator would not want to hear Jim Morrison or Whitney Houston? Or maybe Michael Jackson or Kurt Cobain? Order now and get 3 free orbs. We are 1-800-RENT-A-GHOST. Not responsible for damage caused by poltergeist activity, divorce, loss of job, sleep deprivation, bedwetting, uncontrolled vomiting, suicide, or the possibility of being hospitalized for insanity. And most important, there will be no returns.
All right, everybody. Thanks for staying with us tonight. Paranormal Horizons, we did have some technical difficulties, but save the day. And Thomas Caddy, thank you for persevering and calling back in on the line. And I do want to mention many thanks to last week's guest, Don Wright. He was such an interesting person to talk to, where we got to talk about metaphysical reincarnation, our divine essence. And I love having those conversations because it always makes me feel better. And I know Jason really enjoyed that too. Now, did want to mention coming up on the 27th of January, we have Bill Beam back on the show. He's a spiritual warrior. He's written some books, and we'll be able to have another great conversation with him. If you're interested in being on our show, you can contact us on our Facebook page, send us a message. And we have a website, horizonsradio.com, work in progress. So we're working on that website, kind of improving it and making it what we want. So, you know, all of that takes time. And, of course, if you're listening on Saturday, you're on KITCFM.com, and we thank you for tuning in. Well, I just have a few more minutes here this evening, and I wanted to talk a little bit about black dogs. Has anybody ever heard the controversy about black dogs? I know some of you are saying, there's a lot of black dogs in the world, Pat Rice, but there is actually some controversy that has to do with very strange stories about black dogs. Now, this mainly comes out of Britain, and it's, you know, call it country folklore. But they're not just your normal dog. They're really scary and they're mysterious. And people have, throughout, you know, many years, claimed that they've seen a particularly large black dog with red glowing eyes, that just suddenly appeared to them as they were walking. And their eyes were larger than normal, as big as saucers. So, yeah, I'm not sure what that's all about, everybody, but I don't know, is it true? If you want to comment on that in the chat room or the Facebook page, Jason is saying to me, no, that is just a bunch of crap. That is not true. So, not sure. Now in the British world, they have some strange names for this black dog as well. And I'm probably going to say this wrong, Gaitrash. Gaitrash is the way it's spelled. Gaitrash. Or Striker. Okay, Striker sounds okay. Barquest. These are names that I guess mean something in the English world. Also, Black Shuck. S-H-U-C-K, like Chuck, but Shuck. Many believe in the folklore world that if you see one of these black dogs, that's bad, like a black cat walking across your path. You know, that's bad. That's bad luck. Well, the black dog is a bad omen. And some believe that it means death. I don't think I'm ever going to own a black dog. Okay. I'm just saying. Now, I know. Now I'm freaking Jason out because he's got to drive home. So I hope he doesn't see any black dogs or anything. But the black dogs kind of seem to be associated with particular places also, like, you know, dark roads and, you know, things like that. So I'm not sure. Now, the other situation where I've heard about black dogs
is with truckers. Truckers, you know, driving late at night. Now, you know, driving late at night, being tired, you might see a lot of things, right? But they also, they have a superstition, you know, driving the big rig trucks, if you see a black dog, that they also have a meaning that that is a bad thing, you know, maybe something bad could happen. I think it means that you're too tired and that you need to take a break off the road. But anyway, I just wanted to throw that out there about the black dogs. So they do represent a very curious and weird strain in the paranormal, if you will. And it especially has been reported in Britain. And they have had other reports that the black dogs have been spotted in other countries. Oh, my goodness. There's a lot of black dogs everywhere, right? Yeah. And but I just did want to bring that forward, that the black dogs have... I just heard a dog, and I don't even have one. So, yeah. I think that they would sound scarier than that, though, Jason. They would probably be growling and big red eyes. So just not sure. But anyway, there have been a lot of tales told about these mysterious animals, you know, all the way from England to Scotland and going way, way back, you know, to the 1700s and so forth. So, yeah, if anybody has anything to say about black dogs, you know, let us know. Now, next week's show here on Paranormal Horizons, blogtalkradio.com, with myself, Pat Rice, and Jason Ophir, we're going to have a special surprise for you. We're not really sure who our special guest is going to be, but we're working on some very creative characters that you might enjoy. So we do encourage you to tune in to that show. And, gosh, you know, there are so many paranormal shows out there on TV and even on the radio. I encourage all of you to, you can check out our Facebook page, Paranormal Horizons, and you'll see some other shows that are happening. So all kinds of different interests, from angels to controversial topics about paranormal. I just heard about a show where they claim they can catch a demon and put him in a box. Now, I'm not really buying that, but I have to find out more about that demon in the box. And, I mean, once you get him in the box, I don't know what happens, you know, if they're kicking and screaming. And that's what I'd be doing if I was in a box, but not sure how that all comes to play. So maybe we'll be able to talk more about that on the next few episodes of Paranormal Horizons. Kind of looking forward to a busy year. Gosh, it's already mid-January. Oh, did we mention that it was my birthday? Yes, we did. Yes. And Thomas Caddy, thank you for singing happy birthday to me. That was, and, you know, we all have a birthday, and we like to say, oh, it's just my birthday. But I think birthdays are important. You know, this was the day we came, we got onto this planet, and we need to celebrate that. So I didn't do much celebrating today, but we'll continue for the rest of the week. It will be my birthday week. How about that? Oh, yeah. Oh, Jason brought me a cheesecake, a baby cheesecake. Thank you. My favorite. And it's chocolate. So that is so wonderful. But, you know, and another thing I wanted to mention since we're talking about radio, too, is we are going to be starting to broadcast on another station, KNCP 107.3. They're going to be picking up the show. So we're pretty excited about that. That should start happening in February. So you can listen to this show on Blog Talk anytime, and then also KITCFM 106.5 on the dial, KITCFM.com, and KNCP 107.3 on your dial, KNCPFM.com. All right, everybody. Well, unfortunately, Jason couldn't get back on the line because we did have some techie issues, or a spirit was in the line. I'm going with the spirit issue. We had a spirit. So anyway, everybody, we'll be back with you next week for another great show. Thanks for tuning in. And again, thanks to Thomas Caddy for talking with us this evening. Good night, everyone.
You have been listening to Paranormal Horizons with your hosts, Pat Rice and Jason Ophir. Be sure to come listen to the show next Tuesday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, only on Blog Talk Radio. And also, check out our Facebook at Paranormal Horizons on Facebook.